and his light will show the way. Be strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed. For the one who lives within will be strong.
My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Can you say amen? Those marvelous words are given to us in Ephesians chapter 6, and I don't think you're going to hear a more comforting, encouraging, cheering word than you just heard in that song that started out this program. Be strong and take courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord will go before you. But this is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next half hour. Oh, dear friend, together let us just lean our arms upon heaven's windowsill and gaze into the face of our Savior. And then with the vision in our heart, may we turn strong to meet our day. Let's worship the Lord together. Enter into His presence with singing, with rejoicing, with holiness. Gaze into the face of our wonderful Savior. Oh, what a difference it will make in your day. Guaranteed. Jesus so precious to us? Here's the answer. Because we are so precious to Him. That's why we love Him so. That's why He means so much to us, because we mean so much to Him. There is so much endearment and intimacy in this thought, that Jesus, as our Savior and Shepherd, knows each sheep by name and whispers that name in our ear. We're not just a mass of humanity, of which the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That is true. He so loved the world. But as we believe in Him and trust Him as our Savior, then it becomes very personal and individual, as though nobody else in all the world existed except you and Jesus. I believe that our walk with God is just that intimate and just that personal. And He knows you by name. The Bible tells us that. Why, He even knows the stars, all the stars, the billions and trillions of them by name. That's what the psalmist said. Psalm 147, verse 3. "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names." That is so remarkable, because astronomers tell us that there are billions of galaxies, each containing billions of stars. Well, that would number into the trillions if you multiply a billion times a billion. We're talking about trillions of stars. Now, lest you don't understand how much a trillion is, I'll tell you. If you were to count a stack of dollar bills, and they were all $1 bills, and you had to count out loud $1 trillion, it would take, and this is unbelievable, but it's true, it would take over 194,000 years to count out loud to 1 trillion. And yet, the Bible says he calls them all by name. Well, you know you were much more valuable to God than Antares or some of the other stars of the universe. You are very special. And John chapter 10 says the good shepherd calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. I have wondered, how does a shepherd teach a sheep his name? I cannot believe that one day the shepherd, standing in front of his 100 sheep, will just point to one way there in the back row and say, your name, you over there, your name is going to be Fluffy. And then he points to another one stuck in the middle and says, your name is going to be Snowflake. And then he points to one up close and says, your name will be Sweetness. And then one day, as he gets ready to move on to other pastures, he calls all of his sheep and he says, okay, come on. You who are named Fluffy, Snowball, Snowflake, Sweetness, come follow me. Well, nobody's going to follow him because that's not how a sheep learns the name the shepherd gives him. I think this is how he must do it. He must take that sheep away from the crowd personally and whisper into its ear again and again and again, your name is Sweetness. Your name is Fluffy. And just go over and over and over. It implies intimacy. Something personal, something very private. Draws the little sheep away from the crowd, away from the flock. Holds it in his arms. Whispers into its ear, your name is Sweetness. And then one day, when he has taken every one of his sheep and whispered his name in its ear, then one day when he is going to move off to other pastures, or maybe other shepherds have brought their hundreds of sheep and they're all mixed together, then the shepherd stands there and says, Snowflake, Fluffy, Sweetness, follow me. And all those sheep who belong to him follow the shepherd because they know his voice and they know their name. How do they learn the name? Through intimacy, through spending time with the shepherd. Dear friend, how are you going to know your name that Jesus gives you? It is when he draws you aside privately and speaks to your heart. Now, a lot of times so many people are extremely busy and they have no time to sit at the Master's feet, to come close to the shepherd and to hear the whisperings of the Good Shepherd as he whispers his name into your ear. Have you taken that time? That's why I love that little verse that you hear me quote so often. Every morning lean thine arms a while upon the windowsill of heaven and gaze into the face of thy Savior. Then with a vision in thy heart, turn strong to meet thy day. So if the symbolism is that of leaning your arms upon the windowsill and gazing through the open window into the face of Jesus, or if the imagery is that of a shepherd with a sheep whispering into its ear, his name. It all means the same. It just simply means coming into the presence of Jesus, listening to what the Lord would say to us. And what does he say to us? He whispers not only your name. The Good Shepherd not only calls you by name and you know his voice, but I tell you some other things that the Good Shepherd will whisper into your ear if you become quiet and you come close to him. He will say things like, "You belong to me. I love you. You are forgiven. I will always be here for you." And the best of all, he whispers, "You are going to make it." Have you heard those whisperings of Jesus? Now, listen, there are other whisperings too that are not of the Lord. There are whisperings of the devil. There are whisperings of your own spirit. There are whisperings of the propaganda of this world. How can you tell the difference? How do you know it's Jesus, the Good Shepherd, whispering something in your ear? I'll tell you how. Everything Jesus tells us is found in the Bible. He never tells us anything that is outside of the Bible. That is the truth. That's how you can tell the difference between what is real and what is false, what is genuine and what is counterfeit. The Good Shepherd will whisper things in your ear that are only scriptural. So when you hear someone whisper, "You belong to me," well, your mind should go to Malachi 3, verse 17, that says, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, mine. You belong to me." Or when he says, "I love you," then maybe you'll think of John 3, 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Or maybe your thoughts will go to Jeremiah 31, verse 3. "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Or when you hear the Good Shepherd whisper things like, "You are forgiven," you don't have to wonder where that's coming from. Perhaps you will remember reading in 1 John 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Or maybe you will remember Isaiah 1, verse 18, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." And then you'll hear the Lord whisper something like, "I will always be here for you." And you know it's Jesus, because you remember reading the very last verse of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 28, verse 20, that says, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Or maybe you'll remember Hebrews 13, verse 5, "Let your conversation be without covetous and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So when you hear that whisper that says, "I will always be here for you," you know it's Jesus speaking. He's whispering into your ear, not only just your name, saying it over and over, but whispering all of these reassurances. And the best of all, when you hear Jesus whisper in your ear, "You are going to make it!" exclamation point. Hopefully you will remember Philippians 1 verse 6 that says that very thing, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Or maybe Hebrews 7, verse 25, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Do you know what the word uttermost means? It means completely, perfectly. The Lord didn't start with you to abandon you along the way. He began his work of grace in you to finish it. So when you hear Jesus whisper, "You are going to make it," you know it's the Lord. You know it's the Lord. When Jesus stood on the seashore that day after his resurrection and he called out to his disciples, "Children, have you any meat?" And they answered him, "No." And he said, "Cast your nets on the right side and you shall find." And they cast their nets on the right side and it was full of fish. Then it was John who said, "That's Jesus." He knew, "That's the Lord." And Peter threw himself in the sea and swam to shore, and it was Jesus. There are a lot of strangers that talk to us, and the devil talks to us. Make no mistake about that. And the propaganda of this world is powerful, and it speaks to us all the time, and not just in little whispers, but it screams at us. How do you know it's the devil? How do you know it's just propaganda? How do you know it's something false? Because it's not based on the scripture. That's how you know. How do you know you're going to make it? When everything around you says you're nothing but a failure and you're not going to make it. Well, you can say, "I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the propaganda of this world. I rebuke the depression of my own spirit in Jesus' name, because I know what you're saying is false. I know I am going to make it, and I'm going to listen to the whisperings of the Good Shepherd in my ear, because the Bible says what he has begun, he's going to finish. Because the Bible says he is not only the Alpha, but he is also the Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. Praise God." Well, dear friend, has Jesus been whispering anything in your ear lately? Are you listening to the divine whisperings of the Good Shepherd? If you'll come into his presence, you'll hear him. If you'll come close to his heart, you'll hear those divine whisperings. If you follow afar off, you're not going to hear much. But let the Good Shepherd take his sheep close to himself and whisper into your ear, "I love you. You belong to me. You're going to make it. You're mine." In his presence, in the presence of Jehovah, the Lord will speak to you, whisper things in your ear.
"Listen all day long, I struggle for answers that I need. But then I come to his presence, and all my questions become baby, a place for us to rest. It's a place to find the answers in hours of distress. So there is
moments. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening to Morning Devotions. Let Jesus whisper these things in your ear today. Get close to him. He'll talk.